Won't you say hello to someone next to you, ask them why they're here, what their name is, where they live. Just watching y'all. I was over there. I was over there grooving with y'all. I love that sound. It's good. It's good. You like that? Huh? What's up, y'all up there? We have any visitors from out of town? Yes, where you from? Texas, where? Beaumont? Beaumont? Where? Oh, Sun City. Gotcha. Yes. Riverside. Pray for you. I'm only kidding. Yes. Washington State. Louisiana. Welcome. Teaneck, New Jersey. Oh, my goodness, taking me back. Are you here on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. You like it out here?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm from Long Island. Strong Island. You know Long Island? Teaneck. Who's here from San Diego in your group there?
West Virginia,
oh.
Right here.
Okay. We'll get to her in a minute. I'm just asking the Teaneck people for a second. Y'all are from here? Well, it's like Price is Right. We are. Where do you live in San Diego?
San Marcos.
San Marcos. Rancho Bernardo. Very good. Very good. Very good. And this is your family? Wow. Very good. Very good. Is this your first time in San Diego? It's nice, huh? Okay. Who is she to you?
This is Rocky.
And she is related to you how?
She's my friend.
Not anymore. You're welcome. You're welcome. Are you from West Virginia?
Yeah.
Is your first time?
No. I've been
Oh, you live here now?
She used to live in West Virginia.
Like a year ago?
Since last July.
It's almost a year. That's been 12 months. What's your name, man, the blue shirt?
I'm Steven.
Yes. Hi, Steven. Hi. It's his birthday. How old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20 today? Wow. Anybody else's birthday today? Whose birthday is today? Up there, your birthday is today. You what? What? Say that. You called your mom for me to say happy birthday to your mom, but no one answered. Is that what you said?
Yeah, correct.
Is today her birthday? I like you, though. I like you. I like you. Yes. Happy birthday, brother. Hey, you're welcome. Costa Rica. And you are visiting from family? You live in Costa Rica now? And how many languages do you speak? English and Spanish. Okay, very good. I wish I spoke Spanish. I speak like a few words. Huh? Taco? Do I look like a taco-only kind of brother? Yes. Virginia. Where in Virginia? Oh, are you from Liberty? Were you there when I went? Girl, I love that school. I loved it. I loved it. Is this your first time here?
No.
No? Excuse me? No. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I love being at your school. I'm going to be there for Spiritual Emphasis Week in January for the whole, whatever, whole time. It was the bomb. I felt like I was home when I was there. It was like this. We're in Liberty. There was 10,000 college students in chapel. Just imagine Cox Arena. That's their chapel every three times a week. It's the biggest assembly of college kids in a Christian school in the world. Yeah, it's the bomb. Lynchburg, Virginia, Jerry Falwell School, Liberty University. Very good. Loved it. Yes, anybody else? What's up, man? How you doing? What's up? Stand up. Y'all remember worship leader? Were you visiting us? You're back. Oh, you're back. Very good. How you doing? What's up, man? Yes. Munich? Very good. How many languages do you speak? I mean, you laugh. We only speak hardly one. German and English. You try what? Your English is a lot better than our German. If we were in Germany, we'd be like in the back going, I don't know anything, you know. Welcome. How did you find us? Oh, how you doing? Okay, what's up, Silver? How you doing? Okay, gotcha. I see you now. Okay, anybody else up there from out of town? Where? Guam? What's up, Guam? Hi. Chicago? You just moved here. Very good. And where in Chicago? You're over on the north side? And are you excited to live in San Diego? Yeah. You know what the hawk is, right? You know what the hawk is? The hawk. Huh? The cold. No. Just wherever there's real cold. The hawk. You never heard the term the hawk is out? Come on, girl. Pay attention. The hawk. You know what I'm talking about, right? He don't live here no more. You never have to see the hawk again. He don't live here. You're going to love it. All your... I see you. The hawk is dead in San Diego. That's right. I can't stand it, brother. Yes. Like, that means something. Have one person say. Mississippi? And who else? Are y'all from a camp? Are y'all from a group? What? Oh, Summit Missions. Are y'all at Point Loma? Where y'all staying at? Okay, very good. Miss San Diego. God bless y'all who are from Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, and everywhere y'all are from. God bless you. Yeah! Okay, can we get security up there? Are y'all taking care of it? Okay, they're taking care of it. Very good. They're over here. Okay. Let's pray for this girl. I see her. Lord, thank you for we can come to you for help. And we pray you bless this young lady and give the paramedics wisdom on what to do. And we pray that you would keep her safe and attend to whatever her physical, emotional, spiritual needs are. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you got everything up there? Okay. Yes. Indiana. We got Indiana over there. Yes. Where? South Korea. Wow. Okay, I know Korean. I got to remember. If I get it wrong, forgive me. Okay, 안녕하세요? Oh, very good, huh? You know Korean? You know, they also taught me gabojima. That's not good? That's good. That means get out my face, right? Isn't that what it means? Yes, it means get out my face. Okay. Annyeonghaseyo, gamnahamsida. I always get that one back to us. Kamsahamnida. Does that mean thank you or hello? Or that you got a big head? Okay. God bless you. God bless you. Does she speak English? A little bit? Can she understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Just a little bit. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Okay, let's see. Anybody else? One more person. You excited for me to ask this guy where he's from, huh? Yes, where are you from, sir?
Alabama.
Alabama. And are you here with the military?
Yes, sir.
And what branch? Oh. Your whole row is like, man, move on to somebody else, please. I'm sorry, brothers. And please, we very much appreciate what y'all do. Are you in the military as well? Okay. Yeah, I kind of got that feel that it kind of just broke right here. I just I know that brother in the military. Thank you for what y'all do. Thank you for what you do. Is that who you were talking about? Who are you talking about? Is someone that you know? Okay, why don't you just tell us? Oakland? Where is she? Embarrass her. Point her out. Oh, you raised your hand. I passed you over. I thought all y'all were together. Why you want to dog me out like that? 1 more time. Let's do it real loud. Say word. See your pen. Lesson plan. Okay, put that away. We're going to do a quiz. Let me see what they're going up here. How you guys doing up there? You need me to do anything? You need me to do anything? You need me to do anything? Okay. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your faithfulness and your goodness. We pray for that young lady. We pray that you continue to minister to her and her family and comfort them. Pray that you would draw her close to you through what's happening right now. We pray you get the right people to help her. And I pray that you would encourage us and speak to us and teach us today. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being who you are. We thank you for doing what you do. We thank you for your faithfulness to us and your patience with us. We pray we can be faithful to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Excuse me, how many of y'all have been in a quiz with us before? Very good. Tell the person next to you the quiz position and get in it. Put your booty back. Sit up straight. Everyone raise your hands in the air, wave them like you just don't care. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Okay, a quiz is very simple. I ask you a question, you tell me the answer. I ask a question, I tell you the answer, then I ask you again and you tell me the answer. This is not a time to be quiet, it's a time to be loud. Okay? I was in a graduation. I spoke at a graduation yesterday, and I was walking down the steps. It was at Point Loma University in their little amphitheater. And I'm walking down the steps with the faculty, and they all had their robes and caps on, and I didn't have a robe and cap and gown. And so I looked like the brother who was not graduating. And I was walking down, and I was just trying to make sure I didn't fall, you know, just trying to pay attention to the steps. And when I got to the bottom, I heard someone, you know, you hear someone say something, you don't really know what it was, but you just get a feeling they were talking to you. And so I heard that. Then I heard a bunch of people say, Jesus. And then I heard someone say, come on, Miles. So I'm in the procession at someone else's graduation walking down, and they're yelling, who's the man, at me? I'm supposed to say, Jesus. And you know, and so I turn around and went, yo, can I do the graduation thing? So this is the time to be loud. Okay. Matter of fact, one of the things I love about graduations is that, you know, just the rowdiness of cheering for people. It's, you know, when people get graduated, I cry at most graduations. I'm really emotional. I love it. So anyway, we're gonna be loud. Everyone say Jesus.
Jesus.
Okay. I just want to hurt that girl's head. Okay. What was I going to say? The more you talk, the more you learn. The less you talk, the less you learn. You don't need a lesson plan that you have. You can't keep up because we're going to jump all around. Don't worry about that piece of paper. All you need is your brain and your mouth. Okay, I ask you a question, you tell you the answer. If I make a mistake, laugh. You cannot hurt my feelings. If you make a mistake, just move on. Don't worry about it. No one's going to hear your mistake anyway because it's just going to be a bunch of people yelling. What you want to do is you want to say something. Your brain is learning it quicker than you are. You, believe it or not, you will get it. And so before you know it, you're going to know a bunch of stuff, okay? Are you ready to go? Okay, say Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Say it again. Say it again. Say it backwards. That's great. Y'all, I can't even shut y'all up. It should be Holy Spirit, Spirit, Holy, Son, Father. Y'all are out of control. I love it though. Let's keep that energy. Keep it. I want to hear it.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Okay,
we explained the Trinity this way, that the Trinity was like the people in a construction company that are going to develop some land, and that there's one person in the company who comes up with the plan for the construction site. Another person signs the contract so they can do the work, and another person comes and does the work. He implements the plan. So the Father, God the Father, had the plan of salvation. Jesus signed the contract with his blood, and he left and sent the Holy Spirit to execute the plan, or I'd say implement the plan. Say implement. Okay, so the Father had the plan. Say plan. Jesus did what to the contract?
Sign.
With his what?
Blood.
And the Holy Spirit implemented the plan. Say implement.
Implement.
Say it again.
Implement.
Say it again.
Implement.
So therefore, after Jesus left, he said, I'm sending the Holy Spirit. He's going to live in you. He's going to speak to you. He's going to empower you. He's going to lead you in all truth. He's going to remind you what I said. He's going to interpret scripture for you. He's going to give you gifts. He's going to guide and direct you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Jesus says, I'm going to leave, and he's going to come and do that. So that was his job. Why is it important for you to know his involvement in your everyday life? Okay, so Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they're all God, and so they're all God, so the Holy Spirit has the attributes of God. One of the attributes is he's all-knowing. If I say all-knowing, you say omniscient. Say omniscient.
Omniscient.
It's omni and then science, but instead of the C-E at the end, they put a T. So omniscient, say omniscient.
Omniscient.
That means all-knowing. He knows everything. He's also omnipotent or omnipotent. Omnipotent means he's all-powerful. So if I say God, the Holy Spirit's all powerful, you would say he's what?
Omnipotent.
Say it again.
Omnipotent.
Say omnipotent.
Omnipotent.
O-M-N-I-P-O-T-E-N-T. Omnipotent. Say it.
Omnipotent.
Say, if I said he's all-knowing, you would say he's?
Omnipotent.
Say it again.
Omnipotent.
If I said he's everywhere, you would say he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. What does that mean?
Omnipresent.
Say it again.
Omnipresent.
Say it three times. Very good. That means that God knows everything. The devil does not know everything. Angels do not know everything. Only God knows everything. Now, how many of you are not parents? Are you trying to say it's a bad, that be a parent's a bad thing? Is that what you're trying to say? That's what you're trying to say? For your age, how old are you? 19? 22, how old are you? 20? Yeah, it's fine. So how old are you? Huh? 23. How old are you? Okay. How many of y'all do not have children? It's kind of, don't be all rowdy this time, okay? Okay, if you don't have, how many of y'all do have kids? That's right. When you have a kid, even though you are not omniscient, you want to lead them to believe you are omniscient. And the way you do that, there are ways, and one of those ways is that you get informants. The devil wants you to believe that he knows everything when he doesn't, because he has informants. And he wants you to believe he's all-powerful when he's not. He fakes it. Only God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere. So when you have the Holy Spirit, you have to understand the Holy Spirit that lives in you, there's nothing he can't do, there's no place he is not, and there's nothing he doesn't know. And no one else is at that level. So you need to be confident of that. Okay? So you got the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit here to implement the plan of salvation in your life. He's all-knowing, he's all-powerful, and he's everywhere. That means, when I say he's everywhere, he's with you now, he is where you are going, and he is still where you were. That's pretty deep. But that's just another way of saying he's everywhere. Okay? Okay. Y'all with me? Okay, so the Holy Spirit has not only does he have attributes of God, he also has names that God has. They call him the Spirit of God. I say Spirit of, you say God. Spirit of?
God.
Spirit of.
God.
He's also Spirit of Christ. I say Spirit, you say Christ. Spirit of?
Christ.
Say Christ.
Christ.
Say three times.
Christ.
Very good. He's also the Holy Spirit. Holy in Greek is Hagios, H-H, Hagios. Say Hagios.
Hagios.
Say Hagios.
Hagios.
There are unclean spirits. Demons, they're bad spirits. He's a Holy Spirit. He's set aside just for the purpose of God. Hagios means set aside or set apart. It means that you only use it for one purpose. If you want to be holy to God or holy to the Lord, all you have to do is say, I am only going to live for God. That means you're holy. That's it. I'm only going to live for God. That means you're holy. Holy water is still H2O. If you go to a Catholic church or been to a Catholic church, I grew up in a Catholic church. Holy water is H2O only because it has been set aside for one purpose. It's still H2O, though. And so if you say, I want to be holy, I'm going to set myself aside just for God. Okay, so you have the Holy Spirit. Spirit in Greek is called pneuma. Say pneuma.
Pneuma.
Say pneuma.
Pneuma.
Say holy in Greek. Say
Hagios.
Say Hagios. Very good.
Let's
say Spirit in Spanish. Where's my girl from Costa Rica? Costa Rica. Espiritu Santo. Okay. See? Espiritu Santo. Okay? So say, eh.
Eh.
Say, Spirit.
Spirit.
Tu.
Tu.
Say, Espiritu.
Espiritu.
Santo.
Santo.
Now, you ever go to Italy? Have you ever been to Italy? No? No? Okay. Who? You speak Italian? You speak Italian? Okay, so here's how we're going to say Espiritu Santo. How do you say lleno mi corazón or lleno mi corazón? Lleno? 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 Llena mi corazón. Llena? Everyone's got a different word. Where are you from? Okay, so I'll trust you from Mexico. We always want to be Mexicans in here. Well, tell me what it is. Llena? It's L-L-E-N-A.
E-A.
Jaina? Mi corazón. It's Jaina, not Jaina. Jaina. Okay. Everyone say Jaina mi corazón. Say, El Espíritu Santo, Jaina mi corazón. Okay, so here's how you're going to say Espíritu Santo in Spanish, but with an Italian accent. Do this. Say, Espíritu Santo. Is that right? Costa Rica, right? Is that right? Okay, so if you want to just be like mental, that's how you do it, okay? So the Holy Spirit has the names of God. The Spirit of?
God.
Spirit of?
God.
Spirit of?
God.
I'm not feeling the God. Spirit of?
God.
Very good. And now we're talking about Spirit of?
God.
Say holy in Greek is Hagios. Say Hagios.
Hagios.
Spirit in Greek is what? Hey, pneuma, pneuma, pneuma. Say pneuma.
Pneuma.
Say pneuma.
Pneuma.
Say Holy Spirit in Spanish.
Espíritu Santo.
Say it in Spanish, Italian, Spitalian. Very good. Four things. The Holy Spirit lives in you, has a mind, loves, and can be grieved. The Holy Spirit lives where?
In you.
He has a what?
Mind.
And he does what?
Mind.
And he can be what?
Grieved.
That means that he lives in you. He's a person. He has a relationship with you. He thinks. Our mind, our brain, and the way our mind works was made in the image of God's mind. He doesn't have a physical brain like us, but he thinks and reasons and creates, calculates, strategizes, has ideas. Our brain was made to be able to mimic his ability. We were made in his image. So he has the ultimate mind, and he can communicate to our mind. God created us to have a relationship with him, so he created us compatible to him so we can have a relationship. And when he created a man, he created a woman so they can have a relationship and mimic their relationship with God. So the man was made, and the woman was made as a compatible mate, so the man and woman can be one, like people and God can be one. Okay? What you all call sex, God calls, it is called sex, but it's oneness. It's oneness. And the greatest ecstasy comes when oneness happens in the context of marriage, and the greatest ecstasy comes oneness when we're one with God. Okay? So God created us compatible, and our mind, we have a mind because Holy Spirit has a mind. He can be grieved, disappointed. Oh, why did I do that? When we do something bad, we go, oh, man, God's heart gets broken. We are grieving the Spirit of God. Amen? Understand? Say pneuma. Say pneuma. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
If the Holy Spirit's all-knowing, that means he's what?
Omniscient.
Say it again.
Omniscient.
If he's everywhere, that means he's what?
Omniscient.
If he's all-powerful, means he's what?
Omniscient.
He's what? Okay, give me your hands. He's like fire.
Fire.
Say fire.
Fire.
Say fire.
Fire.
He's like a dove. Say dove.
Dove.
And he's like wind.
Wind.
Okay, do it with me. He's like fire.
Fire.
He's like a what?
Fire.
Now, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, the tongues of fire came on the apostles and the Holy Spirit came. In Matthew chapter 3, when Jesus got baptized, the Holy Spirit came down like a dove. And in John chapter 3, Jesus says, when you're born of the Spirit's like a wind. You don't know where it comes from. You don't know where it goes. Okay? So the Holy Spirit, give me hands. It's like what?
Fire. Dove. Wind.
One more time.
Fire. Dove. Wind.
Very good. The Holy Spirit has the name of God, Spirit of,
Christ.
Spirit of,
God.
Spirit of,
Christ.
Spirit of.
God.
Very good. The Holy Spirit speaks. And when I say small, still voice, what you're going to do is you're going to say small, still voice. Everything else is going to be loud, but when you get the small, still voice, you're going to go small, still voice. Okay. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
The Holy Spirit has what kind of voice?
Ah, you like that.
Don't we all go to Starbucks going, hey, girl, I got a small still voice.
You want a frappuccino? Mocha, mocha, mocha.
Yeah. Don't be trying to get over using God's voice. The Holy Spirit will cry, who's your daddy? The Holy Spirit will cry, who's your what?
Daddy.
Who's your what?
Daddy.
The Holy Spirit cries, Abba, Father, to God. Daddy. Abba means daddy. Anybody here speak Hebrew? Huh? Your name is Hebrew? It is, really? Do you speak any Hebrew? Just your name. I like you, Hebrew. What's your last name? Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I ain't trying. Okay. Hebrew. Your name is Hebrew. Does anybody here speak Hebrew? Huh? Very good. Daddy is Abba. Isn't that correct? Yes, thank you very much. Everyone say daddy. So the Holy Spirit cries, who's your?
Daddy.
Holy Spirit cries, who's your?
Daddy.
And he has what kind of voice? Very good. Holy Spirit cries what?
Daddy.
Cries, who's your? He reminds, say reminds,
reminds,
what Jesus said, say said,
said,
who Jesus is, say is, and he leads us, say leads, into biblical truth, say truth. You got it. Holy Spirit has a what kind of voice? And he cries out, who's your? And he what? What Jesus? And who Jesus? Into biblical. Okay, now I want you to say it with confidence. You got it. Your brain knows it. Don't worry about it. If you know it, just your brain knows it. Say it loud. Well, just say it with confidence. The Holy Spirit has what kind of voice? Ooh, yeah, I like that. Say it again. Aha, say it one more time. Very good. And he cries out, who's your? And he does what? What Jesus? Who Jesus? And he lead, and he what? Into biblical. And all those references should be in your notes. If not, it's John 16:13, John 15:26, John 14:26 tells us all that. Okay? The Holy Spirit separates. Say it.
Separate.
Say it again.
Separate.
Say it again.
Separate.
From three things: from yourself, the world, death. The Holy Spirit
separates
from. Die with me. Are y'all with me up there? Are y'all with me? White hat, are you with me? Okay. What school you go to? I know all y'all. I'm keep an eye on y'all. Holy Spirit separates from. Holy Spirit from. Okay. If you ever hear people say, that's just how I am, or I speak my mind, or people are just going to have to accept me because that's who I am, you want to be careful that you don't hold on to parts of who you are that the Holy Spirit wants to separate you from. Oh, that's right, girl. Why? Because we're sinners. And so there may be aspects of your life, there's knuckleheadness that the Holy Spirit wants to separate us from. He wants to change how we react to people who offend us. He wants to change how we act when we're grumpy, when we don't get our way. He wants to change all that and transform all that. So you don't want to say, well, that's just who I am. And people say, well, you know, I'm going to go to church and Jesus needs to accept me who I am. That is true. He will accept you who you are today. But he's going to change that. When you have people say, well, God has to accept me this way and I'm not going to change, God says, no. Because that means you're good enough the way you are and you're not. You're good enough the way you are for him to forgive you, but he's going to change you. That's what Christian means. Christ-like, and you're not Christ-like when you come to him, and you're not even, you become more Christ-like and will become more Christ-like. Even if you live 400 years, you're still becoming more like Christ. So you want to let it go, okay? So when the Holy Spirit comes to your life, you want to change. Now, when you see people say, well, I'm not changing that, I'm not giving up that, those people, a lot of times, never really gave their life to Christ, because to give your life to Christ means you're giving up control. That's what that means. Doesn't mean I'm just going to pray a prayer and go to heaven and go to church. That's not Christian. That's religion and don't work. And so the Holy Spirit wants to separate you from yourself. He wants to separate you from the world, where the world, your school, the TV, the culture is not dictating to you what to believe. That God is dictating that to you. You're not being politically correct. And we live in a culture, very obvious reasons, that the culture is at war with the Bible and God, Christians and church and pastors. It was very obvious. So you need to know you have to pick a side. Absolutely. I have to serve God, and there will be consequences. You will be criticized and called names and all kind of stuff. And that's the devil's way to manipulate you and to intimidate you into being like the world. You have to know that. Holy Spirit says, no, I don't do that. And so we don't want to let the world define what love means, what hate means, what bigot means, or what right and wrong is. God has already defined all that. And so the Holy Spirit says, I don't want you to get you caught up in that. I got to separate you from that. Now, you're in the world, you're just not of the world. That means you're there, but you don't just have to act like them. He also wants to separate you from death. Everyone say death.
Death
is not when you stop breathing. Death is being separated from the love of God. Now, some of y'all are hungover from last night. I'm not trying to point fingers because I don't know, but y'all know, okay? Some of y'all heartbroken because somebody did something to you. Some of y'all are depressed, oppressed, addicted, etc. Those, all that stuff is death. It's a symbol of death. None of that's going to be in heaven, but it's here, so you deal with that. Holy Spirit wants to try to get you from that. And what I mean by that is that, for example, if someone talks behind your back and it hurts you, Holy Spirit says, you know, I can help you deal with that. So when someone talks behind your back, you realize that really they're the one with the problem because they're trying to pull you down and make them feel better, so they're insecure, and I'm going to give you so much love and power for them that when you hear them talk behind your back or that they did it, you're going to call them up and pray for them because you feel bad for them, and it doesn't bother you because it doesn't matter. People talk about you all the time. How many of you know you have someone that doesn't like you? How many of you don't think you have no one that doesn't like you? There are people, and by the way, the more people that know you, the more people will not like you. And the more popular you get, the more people will not like you, and the more intense that dislike will become. That's just reality, okay? So just accept that. But here's the thing. If all those people don't like you and criticize you, the Holy Spirit, if you trust him, he can empower you so much where you pray for them. And you go to them. And you try to build a relationship. Even when they're smiling in your face and then you know they're cursing you behind your back, it don't bother you. That's a good place to be. That is an awesome place to be. Because then you can live your life going, God, what do you want me to do? And all these people are like, yeah, 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 yeah. It's okay. That's okay. I love you too. Hey, God bless you. What do you want me to do? Instead of going, oh, I don't want to make them happy. Oh, I want to make them happy. Oh, what are they going to think? Oh, you don't want to live life that way. You want to live life with God. What do you want me to do? So the Holy Spirit wants to separate you from the world. Say the world.
World.
Say it with confidence.
World.
Holy Spirit has what kind of voice? Y'all like that. Gifts. Holy Spirit's gifts are supernatural manifestations. I cannot say that word. Manifestation. There you go. Manifestation. Say supernatural.
Supernatural.
Say supernatural.
Supernatural.
Say supernatural.
Supernatural.
What kind of manifestations? To empower you to serve the kingdom. Say empower.
Empower.
To what the kingdom of God?
Serve.
To what the kingdom of God? Spiritual gifts are what kind of manifestations?
Serve.
To and what you?
Serve.
So you can do what?
Serve.
Say serve.
Serve.
Say serve.
Serve.
Say serve, serve, serve.
Serve.
Say it, wait. Say it three times. Let me say it first. Serve, serve, serve.
Serve, serve,
serve. Say it again.
Serve, serve, serve.
Very good. Paul said, I want you to be ignorant. Say ignorant.
Ignorant.
Say ignorant.
Ignorant.
That's Ebonics for ignorant, just for y'all didn't get it. No one has all the gifts. Say all.
All.
No one has what the gifts?
All.
No one has what the gifts?
All.
Therefore, we need
each other.
Very good. See how your brain just knew that? Say each other.
Each other.
Say what?
Each other.
Now, keep each other in your head. The Holy Spirit's like the what? So here's what he does. He knows that he gave you a gift, you a gift, you a gift, you a gift, and he gave all y'all four people the same passion. So what he does is he blows you over there, then blows you over there, blows you over there, and next thing you know, y'all end up out in the lobby standing next to each other talking about the same thing. You go, how did that happen? And the Holy Spirit just goes, and he's like, what? And he's just hovering, burning fire in your bones. Ah, I want to do it. Ah. And that's all God. How many of y'all had that kind of experience before? Okay, that's the Holy Ghost. It's like, and here's what you go. You won't believe what happened. I don't know how it happened. And the Holy Spirit's just chilling back here going, yeah, that's how I do things. That's right. And then you hear this little voice in your heart going, go over there. Look to your right. And then stuff happens, and you hear this little voice just telling you to do stuff. Y'all hear the little voice, the small, still voice? Right? And it always what? Into what kind of truth? Right. If you ever hear a small, still voice and it's not biblical, it ain't God. Ever. God will never contradict the word of God. Okay, so spiritual gifts are what kind of manifestations? To what you? To do what to the kingdom of God? And you should not be what? On three. No, on three. One, two,
Amen.
Three.
Amen.
No one has.
All.
No one has.
All.
No one has.
All.
That means we need.
Each other.
That means we need.
Each other.
Very good. This is baptism. Say baptism.
Baptism.
I want you to imagine you are being dunked underwater. You are completely consumed and immersed in the water. Baptism in the Holy Spirit means you are completely consumed and immersed in the Holy Ghost. Some people call it being filled. Some people call it being what?
Filled.
Say it again.
Filled.
Some people call it the what blessing?
Second.
Say second.
Second.
And then we're going to add a third. Say third.
Third.
And we're going to add a fourth. Say fourth.
Four.
Then we're going to say ongoing. Say ongoing.
Ongoing.
What does that mean? That means that you are saying to God, I am going to pursue being immersed in the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to just sit around and wait for something to happen. When I met my wife, I saw her at a party, and I asked her for her phone number. Well, after an hour and a half of the party, we were dancing, you know, and, you know, just kind of. I do a lot of silly stuff in my house, and one of them is I dance all funky dances, and I said, Dad, what would happen if when you met me I was dancing like this? You know, just what would you have done? You know, so we just, huh? She what? You would have danced with me? Very good. Do you dance like that? Is that how you dance?
Security.
Okay. So anyway, after an hour and a half of getting my swerve on, I said to her, can I have your phone number? She said, no. And she said, I said, how am I going to see you? She says, you'll figure it out. So what she was saying was, if you, that's right, gave me the Heisman. She's not here right now. But then come to find out, she was just broke up with somebody, so I was her rebound. I'm a rebound. Huh? What? Good or bad? Did I miss something? Explain. Oh, well, obviously it was good because we got married, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, you know, I just need someone to make me feel better. I don't care who it is. Okay, you. That's what I mean by rebound. It wasn't like she saw me and said, oh, hey, look at that guy. It's like, you know, it's like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, I was the whatever guy. But anyway, I can live with that. I'm cool with that. I, though, had to make a decision. Do I want to go through the hassle of trying to find her again, if I wanted it? And so I went to the registrar's office and got her name out of the office and found out where her class was. Yeah, it's kind of stalking. I wasn't saved, so it was, you know. I got what I wanted, it worked out. You know, we're married, got kids, everything's fine, you know what I'm saying? Ends justify the means. I'm not saying ends justify the means, but it wasn't really, it was an innocent thing. It was no big deal, but I didn't like put on a mask or anything. It was just like, you know. But here's the point, is that you could say, Holy Spirit, just do something to me, or you could say, Holy Spirit, I'm going to do everything in my power to submerge myself in you, okay? I'm going to read my Bible every day. I'm going to talk to you all the time. I'm going to hang around people that can invest spiritually in me. I'm going to not do the things that distract me from God. Those are decisions you can make. And all that adds and contributes to you being fully immersed in the Holy Ghost. That's your decision. Or you can say, I'm going to live my life just however and just hope God just blasts me one day. That is not responsible. That's not necessary. That's not biblical. You want to be pursuing God. Now, how many of you want to be blessed this week? Raise your hand. Okay, very good. Now put your hand down. I'm going to explain to you what blessed means. That means that you this week want whatever God wants for you, no matter how it feels. It might hurt. No matter what he has to take, no matter what he has to change in your life, he may take something you really like or love in order to get his best for you. How many of y'all want to be blessed? Okay. Write this down. Okay. We'll see. Some of y'all are like, I don't know if I want this. But what's he going to do? What? 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 Okay, write this down. God, write this down in your own words. You don't have to verbatim. I'm just going to give you some ideas. I am 100% available. I mean, I'm not. You're telling God that. Only like three people got that. Okay, Virginia. Oh, no, West Virginia. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. You've been here a year. She's Rancho Bernardo. Aren't you Rancho Bernardo now? Ocean Beach. Okay, my bad. Where do you live? Hey, Chula Vista. Write this down. I am 100% available. God, use me for whatever you want. I want to be who you want me to be. And I want to do what you want me to do. If you tell God something like that all the time, here I am, use me, something's going to happen. Are you with me? God, I'll do anything. And when you hear that small, still voice say, get out of bed and read your Bible. And when you hear that small, still voice say, pray for this person, go over here and call this person up. Go over here and serve. Give this away. Help this person out. Whatever he tells you to do, if you do it, you'll be blessed. But if you spend your life qualifying everything God tells you, I don't know about that God. I don't know this God. I'm a little nervous. I never did. Oh, God's going to be like, you know, why don't you come back when you're ready? But if you tell God, I am ready, God, whatever you want me to do. And so here's my challenge to you. Every day, every time you can think about it, 10, 20 times a day, keep telling God that. If you just tell it to him one time, you go home and forget about it, don't expect nothing to happen. But if you say, God, I want what you want for me. I want what you want for me. Now, open your hands up. I have a friend that has a big head. How many of y'all have friends with big heads? Okay, how many of y'all are the friend with the big head? And think about when girls have big heads, you really can't tell because they got a lot of hair. But then when you really think about it, you see how far their eyes are from their chin. That's when you realize how big their head is. It's like, and then it's like this much skull, forehead above their eyes. That's when you realize, you go, oh my gosh, you got a rock, girl. Okay, I have a friend who has a big head. And we used to look at his head and we make jokes. We would go, and we're like, look, right here at the corner. We're like, look, planes are landing in New York. Here's what's going to happen. When you open your hands like this. When you tell God, God, do anything, you are telling God, here's my life. And you are going to watch him change your life right before your eyes. Do not, if you want to be blessed, do not do this. Don't do that. Just let it go. And he's going to start taking stuff and changing stuff. By the way, when he changes and takes stuff, sometimes he does it. Sometimes he asks you to do it. In other words, you can say, you need to call that person up and break up with them. You need to throw those phone numbers out. You need to get rid of that cable station. You need to change jobs. You need to change associations. So, but keep your hands open. And if you say, God, I'm willing to do anything, and if you start doing that, your life will be rocked. I'm telling you gospel truth right now. In the last 6 weeks of my life, God has pried my fingers open, and he is changing my whole life as we speak right now. And I'm watching this happen to me. He's just turned upside down. And I'm going, okay, and I'm cool with it. I mean, it's this. Sometimes it's scary, unknown, and sometimes it's real exciting. Right now, I'm in a very exciting stage, but sometimes it gets real scary. But I'm doing this, okay? So what I'm telling you is what I'm doing and what I'm living. But if you say, God, I'm ready, whatever, woo. Just know that blessing does not mean you're going to be happy all the time. It means you're going to get what God wants. And the reason you're not going to be happy is because some of the stuff you like, he don't like. So he's going to take it from you. Now, understand this. If he takes something from you, what he gives you in replace of it is better. You may not believe that until you use it for a while and experience it, but it's better. That's where faith comes in. Because you're going to be tempted to do this. Just leave it open. Are you following me? Okay, let's do the quiz. Let's keep going. We're almost done. Baptism. Say baptism. Say it again. Sometimes people call it being what? So, give me some energy now. Very good. Sometimes people call it the what blessing? Very good. Holy Spirit baptism is not about the Holy Spirit getting, it's not about you getting more of the Holy Spirit. It's about the Holy Spirit getting more of, say, me. It's not about you get more of the Holy Spirit. It's about more of the Holy Spirit getting more of, say it three times. Very good. It's about every part of your body being submitted to the Holy Spirit. Right now, some of y'all said, I want to be blessed. I'm willing to do anything. And some parts of your life said, I don't agree. I want to keep cursing. I want to keep drinking. I want to keep having sex. I want to keep doing, I'm not giving no money away. Whatever it is, you got to give up all of that. You have to make sure all of your life is willing. That's the difference. You can speak in tongues all you want and be an idiot. It's about all of you. It's all of you, every part of you, giving up to God. And if you say, God, all of me, please change all of me. Matter of fact, that should be your prayer every day anyway. This is not some abnormal thing. It should be normal that we walk in the Spirit. Okay? Okay, let's put everything away. We're going to do everything from the beginning. Say to the person next to you, I hope you're ready. Give them a high five or something. Stand in the aisle and do that dance. Huh? Almost anything, huh? Okay. Are y'all ready? Okay, say Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Say it again. Say it again. Say it backwards. There we go. Very good. The Father established the what of salvation? The Father established what of salvation? Jesus did what to the contract? With his and the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Everyone say implement. Say sign. Say blood. Say plan. The Holy Spirit, give me hands. Give me hands. He's like what? He's like what? He's like the what? Very good. If I said he's all knowing, you would say he's. If I said he's everywhere, you would say he's. If I say he's all powerful, you would say he's. Say it again. He has names of God. He's called the Spirit of. Spirit of. Spirit of. Spirit of what? Excuse me. Say holy in Greek. H word. What did you say? Say Hagios. Say spirit in Greek. Say pneuma. Say pneuma. Say Holy Spirit in Spanish. Say it again. Say, fill my heart. In Spanish. Say, llena, llena mi corazón, llena mi corazón. Say, llena mi corazón. Say, llena mi corazón. Say, Espíritu Santo, llena mi corazón. Say it like you're in Italian, in Italy. Say, Espíritu Santo. The Holy Spirit has a
mind.
He lives. He can be. He can be. He can be. And he what us? Say it again. Say it again. Say it
loud.
And he has what kind of voice?
Yeah.
He has what kind of voice?
Yeah, he has a small, still voice, girlfriend.
He cries out, who's your?
Daddy.
Who's your?
Daddy.
He does what to us?
Mine.
What Jesus?
Daddy.
Who Jesus?
Daddy.
And he?
Daddy.
Us into biblical?
Truth.
Into biblical?
Truth.
Into biblical?
Truth.
Into biblical?
Truth.
He? He separates us from die with me. He has the spiritual gifts are what kind of manifestations? To what us? To do what to the kingdom of God? And he doesn't want us to be what? Doesn't want us to be what? Of our gifts. And nobody has. And that means we needy. We need, this is what? This is what? Sometimes people call it being, sometimes people call it the what blessing? Holy Spirit baptism is not about you get more of the Holy Spirit, it's about the Holy Spirit getting more of. Get more of. Say it three times. Give yourself a hand.
I know it went a little long. I see people get up. They go, they just let's go.
This week, I want you to tell Espíritu Santo, El Espíritu Santo, the Holy Spirit, I am available. I want you to reveal your plan to me. I want you to use me. I want you to empower me. I am available. Say, I'm available. I want you to continue to talk to him. Just because the series is over doesn't mean you don't talk to him. Doesn't mean you don't think about him. And I want you to ask him to implement God's plan in your life. There is a plan for you. If God could have his way with you, your life would be like this. And the only reason our life is not like this is because we're holding back. So what you want to say is, God, I want whatever that is. And what I'm telling you to pray is no different than what I pray for me. It's no different what preoccupies, consumes my mind all the time is trying to be and fulfill what God has for my life. And I'm going to be, maybe it's time that this... May there be peace. May there be peace. May there be peace. Anyway, is that you got to keep praying that God would fulfill in your life what he has called you to do. So you want to say, God, what you want for me, I want that. And what he has for you is only for you. Just keep telling him over and over again. And when stuff happens, and it will, you just do it. And by the way, it could be something very subtle as you don't hate people. Certain people anymore. Step one. Or you get a clear vision for what class you should take. Simple things. You want to work out. You want to read your Bible every day, which is, wow, what a novel idea. So it may start with stuff like that, but it's going to be every single day. And I want to challenge you to pursue that and be engaged in conversation with the Holy Spirit all the time because he's there, and that's his job. And he wants to partner with you. Amen? Lord, thank you so much. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being who you are. We thank you for your faithfulness. And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're so patient with us. And you're so generous to us with your gifts and your power and your wisdom. So Holy Spirit, we tell you we love you. Father, we love you. Jesus, we love you. And we love how all three of you are working our life and their role in our life. And we thank you that you've given us tonight to be together. Lord, as we look ahead to San Diego, we pray we can bless San Diego in amazing ways. We pray that when we go to the park in two Saturdays from now, that we will see thousands of people who want to clean the park and bless our city. We pray it will be a witness to our city about what Christians really are about. Thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless y'all. Say hi to somebody when you leave.